Chapter 11 Robin Hood and Friar Tuck. They did not find Friar Tuck that day, so Marian stayed with her uncle. She came each day to the forest. "Another friar lives at my uncle's home," she told Robin. "But he is a weak man. He doesn't want to marry us because he is afraid. And the sheriff will find me at my uncle's house. Oh, where is Friar Tuck? Only he can help us. Diamond Suit." Then one day, about a month after the fight between Marian and Robin, Will Scarlet told them an interesting story. "People in the village of Riverdale are talking about a fat friar," he said. "They say he came to the village last month. Now he lives near the river. For one penny, he will take people across the river in his boat. When poor people cannot pay, he carries them across on his back. People say he loves good food and a good fight. He is a very strange friar, I think. And I think the man is Friar Tuck," laughed Marian. "Robin, please go to Riverdale and bring him back with you." Robin and Will Scarlet walked with Marian to her uncle's house and then went back through the forest to the village of Riverdale. "Wait here, Will," said Robin. "Marian says the friar is a strong man and very brave. I'd like to try him." Single quote. Robin then walked to the river and looked across it. He saw the friar's little house and his boat. "Good friar," he called. "Where are you? Will you take me in your boat? I have some money and I can pay you well." Friar Tuck came out of the house and got into the boat. He came quickly across the river. "Show me your money first," said the friar. "Then you can get in." He jumped from the boat to dry ground and held out his hand. Robin gave him a penny and walked to the boat. But he didn't get in. He pushed the boat and it moved slowly away down the river. "You stupid man, what are you doing?" shouted Friar Tuck. Robin took out his sword. "Now we have no boat. Friar," he said, "carry me across the river on your back and perhaps I will not kill you." Single quote. The friar said nothing. He looked at Robin's sword and then walked into the water. Robin climbed onto his back and they went slowly to the middle of the river. Then the friar suddenly stopped, stood up, and threw Robin into the water. Friar Tuck could swim more quickly than Robin. He got out of the river and called, "Come here, friend, and fight with me. I do not have a sword because I am a churchman, and I can kill a man with my two hands." Then Will Scarlet came out of the forest with 10 of Robin's men. "Robin, are you hurt?" he called. Robin climbed out of the river. "What are you going to do now?" "Friar," said Robin, "will you fight us?" Single quote. Friar Tuck did not answer him this year. He called loudly, "Hunter, biter, here, my boys." Single quote. Two great dogs came out of the forest. "My two dogs and I are ready to fight you," said Friar Tuck. "But tell me first, are you Robin Hood?" Single quote. "I am," said Robin. "Lady Marian sent me." "She is right. You are a good fighter. Will you come and live in the forest? Will you be our friar?" Single quote. The next day, Friar Tuck married Robin and Marian in the little church of Riverdale. Then he left his house by the river. Now he was one of Robin's men.